Praise the Lord Jesus. It's Thurman Scrivener again. Today we've been discussing lately the rewards of Christ or the judgment seat of Christ. Now then, there's some wonderful things that we're learning as we read and study about the judgment seat of Christ, which is in 2 Corinthians 5:10, that while we're here on this earth, we are building our treasures in heaven. Or we're also building our blessings on earth while we live in the flesh. So we have a twofold plan here. Number one, when we come to Christ and we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, if we're obedient to do what he says, then while we're here on earth, as obedient children, all the great and awesome blessings and promises of God are always yes and amen for his children. Now, that's when I came up on that magnificent promise in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, where it says that all the promises of God are yes and amen to them that are in Christ, to the glory of God. I think, wow, these mighty promises that God has given us that we can use for his glory, and so that we can walk in his divine nature, so we don't have to have sickness and disease here on earth. But I have learned all these promises only work for those that diligently love and serve the Lord. If you're not willing to diligently love and serve him, I can assure you, you will have sickness and disease, and your life will not be as long, and it won't be near as good as it could have been if you will serve God. Unfortunately, most of us are like I was. I didn't know what it was to put God first, like his word says. But I am learning. And as I am learning to really love him, praise him, worship him, thank him, wake up in the morning praising him, talk to him all during the day, read his word, meditate on his word, and praise him and thank him, I found out that it's true. You don't have to be sick anymore. When you pray for people, miracles happen. And I've seen that many times. So, the rewards of Christ are twofold. They're in eternity and right here on the earth right now. As you're obedient to go to church and tithe and diligently serve the living God, he will bless everything you put your hand to on this earth. And you can walk in divine health. But if you're not willing to do that, I can assure you that if you don't put him first, if you don't tithe, if you don't walk in obedience to his word, you will not be able to walk in divine health, and your children will have problems. It's amazing how many children today are born and at a young age, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years old, have demons because mothers and fathers brought those children into the world in an illicit sex affair. And they don't understand that this opens a door to the demonic world. And these demons, which we don't even believe exist anymore, they come into our lives to torment us and our children. I have seen a lot of children in my life with demons. I have cast a lot of demons out of a lot of children and seen dramatic, instantaneous changes in the children's life. It's amazing, the promises of God and what he said. But the blessings of God are twofold. They're here now, and they're going to be in eternity. They're going to determine our position of rank in the kingdom. So when I think about the wonderful things that the Word of God says, I want to tell you, this session will be the final session on the rewards of Christ. In 2 Corinthians 5:10, Paul makes a statement, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ." Now, when he says we must all, he's talking about Christians. He's not talking about the whole world. He's talking to the church, the obedient church. "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad." So now the thing about it is, because Christ has paid the price for our sins, the issue at the judgment seat is not punishment, but to give us rewards. To receive rewards or not is the issue at the judgment for all Christians. How we serve God in heaven is being determined by how we live our life here on earth. All who put their faith in Jesus, really put their faith in Jesus and love Him and serve Him and do what He says, will be in heaven. But some will receive great rewards and some will receive no rewards. Some of them will receive not a single reward, and some will enter into the joy of the Lord, and some will not. It all is based around you. Are you willing to serve God and do what He says? Now, He's going to give you different talents and gifts here on this earth. Some of you He will give great talents and gifts, and some He will give few, but He will give everyone something. Now, those rewards will be passed out according to God, and He will pass those out to you and I. And as He passes those out to us, what we do with them is up to us. But if we will take whatever He gives us, whether it be one talent, two talent, or five talents, if we will take those talents or those gifts that God gives us and we will use them for His glory, then He will pour out blessings upon us here on this earth, and He will bless everything we put our hands to, and we will be building our position of rank in the kingdom of God forever. Do you want to be a buck private in heaven, or do you want to be a general? Well, I would love to be a general. I'm striving to get there as close as I can to be a general. Why? Because of what the King did for me. After I think about the tremendous beating that our King took for us, and then being nailed to that cross and His blood being poured out for my sins so He could defeat the enemy for me so that I could live a blessed life. Wow. I want to be the greatest Christian I know how to be. I want to take the talents God has given me and I want to use them for His glory. Because one day, you and I will stand before the glorified Christ. Now, there is degrees of rewards in heaven. There is degrees of reward here on earth. It all depends on how you serve Him. If you really serve Him, really do what He says, and really put Him first in everything that you do, if you will do that, then God, in His infinite grace and mercy, will pour out blessings upon you. Now, some of those blessings are that He may give you a nice place to live. He may give you a lot of money in a bank account. Or He may just give you increased knowledge and wisdom. He may give you the ability to interpret His word. He may give you the privilege to lay hands on the sick. And as you're obedient, these great and mighty things of power, the gifts, there's not anything like the gifts of the Spirit. There's nothing like speaking to a demon in a child and seeing that child instantly healed or delivered. There's not any greater gift, far as I'm concerned, than that gift. To be able to speak and see demons flee at your command in the name of Jesus. It's the most awesome privilege that I've ever had to serve God. I want to see Him do greater and mightier things. I speak those words, and God does the rest. But as I serve Him, I am building my treasures in heaven. And I want those rewards. I want to get just as high as I can with God. I don't want to be just a mediocre Christian. I don't want to be one when I get to heaven that has no rewards. I want to have a lot of rewards. I want to have all five of the crowns if it's possible. I want to strive for those crowns. I want to serve Him and do what He says. But just like There is degrees of rewards in heaven and degrees of rewards on earth. There's also degrees of punishment on the earth. A lot of Christians suffer tremendously. Their families suffer. Their children suffer. They suffer with cerebral palsy, with autism, you know, with all kinds of sickness and disease. We suffer with cancer, I mean, with bronchitis, with colds, flus, you name it, we suffer it. Why? It's all because of our disobedience, and that's why we suffer these things. God made us promises all over His Word, and He couldn't be clearer than He was in Exodus 15 when He says, if you will diligently hearken to My voice on the earth while you're here and obey My commandments and keep all of My statutes, then I, God, will take all sickness and disease away from you and you will have none. Now, I love that, but there's a requirement. You have to do that. Well, when we come to the new covenant, it's a better covenant. And these great and awesome promises of our rewards in Christ, the ones that we have here on earth, in John 15:7, He said, if My word abides in you and you abide in Me, then you can ask Me, God, what you want to, and I will do it for you. Now, that's a pretty awesome promise coming from the King of the universe. And all I've got to do is take this magnificent book, the Word of God, and begin to read that daily and study that book. And as I do that, my rewards on earth will become great. I will be blessed with good health, with a good life, a long life. I will be blessed financially. He will meet all of my needs because I will see all of His requirements in the Word. And the blessings or the rewards of Christ will be passed out to us today. Now, a Christian that goes to church, even if they go every Sunday and they don't tithe, they will not be blessed as much as the one that goes to church every Sunday that does tithe. But if one goes to church every Sunday and tithes, and during the course of the week, reads the Word, studies the Word, worships the King, praises Him, and loves Him, then he will be even more blessed than the other one. So there is degrees of reward on this earth. There is degrees of reward according to what you do. Now then, your degrees of blessings and rewards that Christ is going to hand out to you is for right here, right now, as well as your service to Him in eternity. Your position of rank. Who knows? You might be a buck private in heaven or a general in heaven or somewhere in between. And for all of us that believe and serve Him and love Him and worship Him, that's where we will live. But just as there are degrees of reward in heaven and on earth,
these teachings can be yours free and postpaid. Call us at 940-242-2106 or contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. Remember, they're free and postpaid. Jesus is Lord.